there are passions on both sides of this issue with legalizing recreational marijuana, and I've heard from both sides, and it's a reality, and I think, you know, someday it is probably going to pass fully, but right now the Senate has said they are not going to take it up. They've said it from the beginning. This year, they're going to address the budget, not legalizing marijuana, which I believe is a good path. That's our job this year, to get the budget done. And so for the House Democrats to bring this up right now, knowing that the Senate has not moved it through any committees, nor will they take it to the floor, I just think it's more political posturing than really reality. And what really bothers me is that we're taking up, you know, a pot bill here on the House floor when we should be addressing some significant issues that are happening to Minnesotans who are hurting, and that's our local businesses and our people who had to go on unemployment during the pandemic. Both of those entities got special relief funds from the federal government, PPP, it's called, by the businesses, and unemployment additional benefits. And right now, Minnesota is set to tax that money, and those taxes are coming due for those people. And I just think it is wrong that we have not addressed this yet for these people. They're hurting. Businesses are still struggling. People lost their jobs, just kind of getting back on their feet. And when we have such a surplus, why we're going to take extra money from them is beyond me. And it really makes me angry, because we're going to, you know, we'll do this political posturing with a marijuana bill that's going to go nowhere, and then leave these people in the lurch who've got their taxes coming due and are going to pay a lot of money to Minnesota. And we don't need it in Minnesota right now.